Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, September 30th. Joining me today are Eric and Kate to discuss the recent chemical plant fire in Conyers, Georgia. Let's start by examining the key details. What exactly happened at the biolab facility?
Well, Ted, the incident began with a fire on the roof of the biolab plant in Conyers. The sprinkler system mixed with water reactive chemicals, causing a massive plume of smoke that was visible from 30 miles away. It was quite a dramatic scene.
That's correct. But it's important to note that this isn't an isolated incident. This is the third fire at this facility in just 7 years.
While that may be true, let's focus on the current situation. The fire reignited after being initially extinguished, leading to the evacuation of 17,000 people and the closure of I-20. It was a
The evacuation was necessary, but the communication was poor. Many residents weren't notified for hours after the incident began. This lack of timely information put people at risk.
Can you explain the shelter-in-place order that was issued? What does this mean for residents?
The shelter-in-place order, covering all 90,000 residents of Rockdale County, was based on air quality surveys detecting harmful chlorine in the air. It's a precautionary measure to minimize exposure. Essentially, people are asked to stay indoors, close windows and doors, and turn off ventilation systems.
But it's not just Rockdale County that's affected. The chemical smell and haze have spread to Atlanta, Fulton County, and even Gwinnett County. This is a regional issue.
While the spread is concerning, it's important to note that environmental agencies are actively monitoring the situation. The EPA and Georgia's Environmental Protection Division are conducting ongoing air quality
monitoring is good, but what about prevention? This plant has a history of incidents. We need to address the root cause, not just react to emergencies. How many more fires?
What are the immediate health concerns for residents in the affected areas?
The main concern is exposure to chlorine, which can cause irritation to eyes, nose, and throat. However, officials have stated that chemical levels are unlikely to cause harm to most people. It's important not to panic, but to follow the guidelines provided by local authorities.
That's downplaying the risk. Chlorine exposure can also lead to more severe symptoms like headaches, nausea, and choking. We need to be more transparent about the potential dangers. People deserve to know the full extent of what they might be exposed to.
Let's put this incident into a broader context. Can you discuss any similar chemical plant fires or industrial accidents that have occurred in the past?
One comparable incident is the West Texas fertilizer plant explosion in 2013. It resulted in 15 deaths and widespread damage, highlighting the potential dangers of chemical facilities in populated areas. It was a wake-up call for many communities and regulators.
While that's a significant example, I'd argue the Bhopal disaster in India in 1984 is more relevant. It involved a chemical leak that affected hundreds of thousands of people, demonstrating the
Bhopal incident occurred in a very different regulatory environment. A more apt comparison might be the 2017 Arkema chemical plant fire in Crosby, Texas, which was triggered by flooding from Hurricane Harvey.
The Arkema incident is indeed relevant, as it shows how climate change and extreme weather events can exacerbate industrial risks. We need to consider these factors in our safety planning.
How do these historical events inform our understanding of the current situation in Conyers?
They underscore the importance of proper safety protocols and emergency response plans. The quick evacuation and ongoing monitoring in Conyers show that lessons have been learned from past incidents. We're seeing a more coordinated and proactive approach to managing these kinds of emergencies.
I disagree. The repeated incidents at this very plant show that we haven't learned enough. We're still putting communities at risk by allowing these facilities to operate without sufficient oversight.
But we can't simply shut down all chemical plants. These facilities provide essential products and contribute to the local economy. The focus should be on improving safety measures, not eliminating the industry. We need to find
safety should always come before profits. If a company can't operate without repeatedly endangering the community, they shouldn't be operating at all. How many chances do we give before
looking ahead, what are the potential long-term consequences of this incident for Conyers and the surrounding areas?
One likely outcome is increased regulatory scrutiny for chemical plants in the region. We may see more frequent inspections and stricter safety requirements imposed on facilities like Biolab. This could lead to improved safety standards across the industry, which would benefit both workers and nearby communities.
Regulatory changes are necessary, but they're not enough. We need to consider the environmental impact, potential health effects on residents, and the economic consequences for a community repeatedly affected by these incidents. This goes beyond just tightening a few rules. We're talking about fundamental changes to how we approach industrial safety.
How might this incident influence public perception and policy regarding chemical plants in residential areas?
It's likely to raise awareness about the presence of these facilities and may lead to more community involvement in safety planning and emergency preparedness. We might see more public forums, transparency from companies, and citizen advisory boards. This could actually strengthen the relationship between these facilities and the communities they operate in.
It should do more than raise awareness. This should be a wake-up call for policymakers to prioritize public safety over corporate interests and implement stricter zoning laws for hazardous industries.
Stricter zoning could have unintended economic consequences. Many communities rely on these industries for jobs and tax revenue. We need a balanced approach that ensures safety without stifling economic growth.
There's nothing balanced about repeatedly putting people's lives at risk. The cost of relocating or improving these facilities is far less than the potential cost of a catastrophic incident. We're gambling with people's lives.
What steps do you think should be taken to prevent similar incidents in the future?
We should focus on improving safety technology, enhancing employee training, and conducting more frequent and thorough inspections. Additionally, investing in early warning systems could help mitigate the impact of any future incidents. It's about creating layers of protection and being proactive rather than reactive.
Those are band-aid solutions. We need comprehensive reform of our industrial safety regulations, including harsher penalties for violations, mandatory relocation of high-risk facilities, and increased funding for environmental protection agencies to ensure proper oversight. It's time to stop treating these incidents as isolated events and address the systemic issues that allow them to keep happening.
Thank you both for sharing your insights on this critical issue. It's clear that the Conyers chemical plant fire raises important questions about industrial safety, regulatory oversight, and community protection. As we move forward, it will be crucial to balance economic interests with public safety and environmental concerns. This discussion highlights the complexity of the challenges we face and the need for continued dialogue and action.